you pointed out the fact that you are an opposition member, and which means that you can't create policy. Like you said, you can only make suggestions. How much more difficult is that when the legislature is not sitting, when the committees aren't sitting? COVID came and the government essentially shut everything down, and everything became, you know, from all intents and purposes, are coming out of the premier's office. You know, the only person we're seeing talk about anything is the premier and Dr. Strang, which, you know, of course, there's a reason for that. There's a role for that. But for you, in your role to do your job, how difficult has that been?
It's been extremely difficult. And in the beginning of COVID, it was extremely challenging because as an MLA, usually I would be able to have access to ministers. But at the beginning of COVID, the premier basically shut that access to ministers down. So any type of question that I had dealing with COVID, or really anything, had to be directed through a chief of staff, and then it went through a data bank, and then you waited for questions or answers for 2 to 3 weeks. It has gotten better, but that was a very, very challenging time. Now, to take it a step further with your question with the legislature not sitting, to me, that's shameful. We are the only legislature in Canada that has not sit during this pandemic. As opposition members, I mean, we pushed and pushed the government to make sure that we could at least have our committees going. But, you know, I always say that I do the best work at home because politics is local, politics is people. But there is a role of being in that legislature to make sure that good public policy is being passed. And I play a role in that. And for us to not be able to be into that legislature, for me to be able to ask the questions to the ministers and to the premier about things that are affecting people's lives and how are we going to change it, or how are you going to change it, that's a real hit on democracy. And I just can't believe that Nova Scotians are not completely up in arms that we as legislators have not been in that legislature to meet. You'd look about the $230 million stimulus. We can't even find out where that money is gone. Like, that's $230 million taxpayers' money. And we cannot be told, or we're not being told, where is that money being spent? We have no way to question the government, to question the premier on what's the economic plan, what's the vaccination updates. We're just sitting idle, and it's not fair to Nova Scotians, and it's not fair to democracy.
Well, I wanted to take that because obviously you're obviously passionate about this. How does it impact that? I mean, fundamentally and philosophically, yes. You talk about democracy as a larger issue and the impact that had on that. But what does it actually mean day to day for the person sitting here on Main Street in Liverpool? You know, how does that impact them?
Well, I can give you an example. We talk about the EHS situation right now and the response times with EHS. I've asked that question in the legislature before, asked the question in the chamber, got the response, still wasn't happy with the response, and met the minister outside the chamber and say, you know, dear minister, I need your help with this file. And what are we going to do about this? Someone needing diagnostic imaging for breast cancer. Ask the question in the legislature. Again, don't get the answer I want. Meet the minister outside of the legislature. Cases get resolved like that. Now we don't have access to those ministers. I can write a letter to the minister. But if I write a letter to the minister, I'm waiting 2 to 3 months to get a response. 2 to 3 months for someone who's waiting for diagnostic imaging for breast cancer, that's not enough. So it's important to have that legislature sitting. It's important to be able to have that contact with the ministers of departments so that you can solve the issues that people are bringing forward.
Mm-hmm. It seems like it's a lot of the, it's water cooler. Work is what that is.
Absolutely.
It sounds like,
yeah.
Just like any other office. Another thing that took place here, it's funny. I almost hesitate to note it because I hate having to note it, but it's still remarkable, and I'll be glad when it isn't. But a municipal election took place
yes.
this year, and Queen's now has the distinction of being one of the few places in the country where all levels of elected government are represented by women. Mm-hmm. You know, how does it feel to be part of that?
Fantastic. Yeah. I have always been someone that certainly encourages girls and women to follow politics, to be involved in their community, and how much that gives back to your personal growth when you're involved with your community. It's very exciting to have the new council that we have. I've actually met with them already to talk about how we can work together, and it's very encouraging. You know, I look at my own assistant that I have now. She was a young girl in university when I was door knocking, and I happened to see her sneakers sitting by the door and said to her father, "Where's Sam?" And of course it was 11 o'clock and he said, "She's sleeping." And I said, "It's time for her to go to bed and get out here and get door knocking and learn about being a woman involved in politics." And, you know, since then, I've encouraged her to do the internship program in Ottawa. She did that. She's, you know, now she's back out of Ottawa here working for me. And it's incredible. Women bring, they bring a different set of skills to the table when it comes to politics. And don't get me wrong, we certainly still need men around our table. We need a diverse table. But it's very exciting. Here we have, you know, a female mayor in Queens County, a female MLA, and a female member of parliament. And it's a good feeling. We still need more women in politics, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you're doing your part to, you know, encourage that and bring that along as well.
Yes, actually, and I'm very excited. I have a Duke of Edinburgh. I've had hosted two Duke of Edinburgh students now. I have Ruthie Hartland working with me right now, who's learning all about politics. And it's great to be able to give that back and offer that type of mentorship to young girls so that they know they can.
Yeah, it's important. Again, representation is important because people need to see that it can be done.
Yes.
Like there's somebody who looks like me who's doing the job I want to do.
Exactly.